Jim McDermott has represented Seattle in the U.S. Congress since 1989. He's been elected to that office 14 times. But now he wants to retire, to travel, to teach, and to paint. McDermott gained fame as an early and consistent critic of the Iraq War. He said George W. Bush would mislead the American people to lead us into war. He was called a traitor for that. But at the press conference where he announced his retirement, he said he doesn't regret those words.
Somebody has to say that stuff. And this district gave me the power to do it.
People on the street know his name, but many can't name specific accomplishments.
What do you know about Representative Jim McDermott?
Sadly, not much.
I don't know what he did, but some people say he was all right.
Once in a while, somebody recalls a detail or two.
You know, he was a liberal, you know? He did a lot of good things for Africa and poor nations, so it's pretty good. And it was for a better healthcare system, and I'm for that.
McDermott said it's a struggle to communicate all he's done in a few sound bites, but he does have a short list of things he's really proud of. His work on health care, his work reforming the foster care system. Then there's the money he managed to get earmarked in the federal budget, money for sound transit, money for people living with AIDS.
I could take you around the city to 1,000 places and show you when we opened the African-American Museum. In my speech there, I said, now, folks, I want you to look at this building back here. This is an earmark. And I got earmarks all over this city.
So did McDermott really do much for Seattle? KUW put that question to Peter Jackson, a freelance editorial writer who's also the son of the late U.S. Senator Scoop Jackson. Jackson says McDermott's legacy is kind of thin.
But I think we have to kind of put it in the context of a Republican majority. The kind of the nature of gridlock, the fact that it's just very hard to get meaningful pieces of legislation out, especially for members of the Democratic Party.
McDermott has one more piece of legislation he wants to complete before he goes. He says he wants Congress to improve the way we fund mental health care. He says all the recent gun violence has him thinking about that. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.